was my own deadly siren, singing softly. I drowned all my hopes easily. 20-odd years waiting by the nightstand, poor Penelope, weaving and unweaving by hand and crossing her knees. She untied not so happily, singing, "Oh my love, you know our bed is safe. It was built by you. You can trust me, it's still there, it's still living."
The singer-songwriter Ellen Cherry has a new project that she's unveiling tomorrow night at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. It's a set of 11 musical portraits of women that she'll perform while projections of portraits that she's commissioned by the artist Liz Downing are displayed. And Ellen Cherry joins me in the studio. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom.
So tell me how this thing gets put together. There's 11 women. Who are the women? And then what is Liz's role in this?
Well, I just started thinking about looking for some empathy for myself as a woman in the world, and sometimes it's easier to do that through the eyes of other people. And so I studied history in college, and it was fascinating to me to try to impersonate, I guess, and embody the stories of these other women, whether they are actual women like Angela Davis or Violet Jessop, who survived the Titanic, or Sarah Ballou, who's the wife of Sullivan Ballou, who wrote a beautiful letter during the Civil War. I wanted to figure out what their feelings and thoughts were, and not necessarily focus so much on their work, but their ambitions and their aspirations through the way that they felt. I feel that we don't have a lot of stories about how women feel, and that's, personally, I can speak to that. That's one of the wonderful things about being a woman, is that you have this intuition and emotional side that I want to cherish and nurture, because it leads and guides me.
So these are women from all throughout history.
Yep.
Are they all real characters, or have you also invented some?
Some of them are real. Some of them are caricatures sort of put together of different women that I've read about. And then there's a future woman who I named Gnaika, which is the Greek word for woman. That is my hope for the future.
Things were better for me at the turn of the century. Didn't know what I wanted, but the future loomed in front of me. The city shimmered with steam, with smoke and with mystery. We pretend we don't know, life's an exercise in futility.
Tell us a little bit about Frances.
Frances. So I read a book by Eric Larson called The Devil in the White City, and there's a dual story in that book about a serial killer and also the Industrial Revolution and the World's Fair happening in Chicago in the 1890s. And I thought it would be interesting to write a song from the perspective of a young woman who is going from maybe rural Indiana or Illinois up to Chicago to join the Industrial Revolution and work and get a job. And then the portrait, actually, of Frances is a circus performer, one of the women who would have performed at the Chicago World's Fair. So the song is sung from the girl's experience, but I'll be looking at a circus performer.
And tomorrow night at the Creative Alliance, the audience will be looking at actual portraits.
Yes.
So tell us about Liz and the work that she's contributed to this project.
I have loved Liz's work in her artistry. Her music and her visual art has been so impressive upon me the entire time I've lived in Baltimore. And so when I thought of who I could commission to make these portraits and how I could do it in a way that would be easy to travel, she made small paper and pencil portraits that we photographed that can be projected large. And the collaboration has taken about a year, because I wanted her to listen to the music, get to know the songs, get to know the stories. And so that's the point, that people will be listening to my voice and gazing at this woman on the wall and hopefully maybe taking themselves out of their bodies a little bit into her thought process.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Angela, another one of my favorite cuts on this album.
Oh, good.
I got a thistle in my cap and a bullet in my gut, just so you can't see what I'm made of.
Got a thistle in my cap and a bullet in my gut, just so you can't see what I'm made of. That's something. That's something.
Well, the origin of the song is from a character in a Tom Robbins novel called Bonanza Jellybean. So that's where the thistle and the bullet come from. And then I wrote the song when I was thinking about body image and magazines and the way that women are presented on magazines and grocery stores that you see basically everywhere, that there's this idea of the perfect beauty ideal. And when I started working on the song and thinking about the portrait that would go with it, I had taken a women's studies course and read a lot of Angela Davis's books on race and feminism. Her image from the 70s, late 60s and early 70s, would be the perfect accompaniment to that, because she just has this powerful, direct gaze, this beautiful halo of hair that's just defiant. So I loved it, and I wanted to name it after her.
And I love the line, "just so you can't see what I'm made of." I wonder if in composing these portraits, you're showing us what you're made of. Or you found out maybe what you're made of in the process of writing the tunes.
I think that's very insightful of you, Tom, to read that into that and to understand that about myself. I like revealing just enough. I want to keep some of myself to myself, but it's nice to reveal these little bits through these women.
Another one of the women you take up is a woman named Jezebel, and this is a tune subtitled Without Shame, I guess, right? This is about defiance, taking on the objectification of women and inequality and these big issues of women in society.
I like a bath that almost burns. I like a wheel that spins and turns. I always like to entertain. There's no time to be ashamed.
The portrait that goes with Jezebel is actually a 1980s portrait of Madonna. I loved and appreciated her approach to her sensuality in her music and her art and her performance, because she did it without shame. And she said to people, "I'm a sensual and sexual being, and I'm going to present it to you, and I don't care what you think about it. I care what I think about it. I don't personally feel that I want to be as bold in my expression as she is. I want to present it differently." But yeah, the song is about talking about those subjects without shame, because I think women are very much shamed through a lot of different medium.
A whole lot of different ways, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Well, this whole album seems to me to be, for you, very much without shame. You're putting it out there. You're putting out
a lot
of yourself. And you're putting out, you know, these are broad issues, as I say. It's not the typical songwriter albums are love and loss, you know. There's a little of that in here, but you're taking on these bigger concepts.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're getting that from that, because that is really, truly my purpose.
Yeah, well, I enjoy it a lot. Thanks so much. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Tom. Thanks.
I have written in my diary, so you'll know just what became of me.
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, The Creative Lines, Ellen Cherry will present the world premiere of her Portraits in Song, with projections of the 11 portraits of the women that she'll be singing about by the visual artist Liz Downing. We've got all the details on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. That's it for us today. Marilyn Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Lauren Ferguson is our intern. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Marilyn Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests is provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Coming up Monday, a preview of what we can expect at Light City Baltimore, a festival of light and the arts which begins on Monday, plus this month's installment of Living Questions, our series on religion in the public sphere, and Mosaic, an organization that provides health care to those with mental illness and addiction. Hope you can join us Monday morning on Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for hanging with us today. Have a great weekend.
I have worked my fingers down.